With the announcement of Princess Kate saying that she is getting preventative chemotherapy because she was diagnosed with cancer, a lot of people are saying, wait a minute, what is that? There's such a thing as preventative chemotherapy? Joining us, it's our expert.
HealthWise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, what is preventative chemotherapy? I never even heard of that before.
Right. These aren't antibiotics we're talking about here.
It's a little bit confusing because I think what they say in England may be a little bit different than what they say in the United States. And, you know, first of all, I feel so bad for Princess Kate because, you know, with all of the speculation and the memes and people just poking fun at this, I think it's, you know, such serious news for her as a young mom. And imagine being in the spotlight, really the international spotlight, everyone wanting to know what's going on and trying to break it down for your kids. And what's interesting about the term preventative chemotherapy is it's a little bit misleading. So what happened was Kate, you know, they didn't really announce what type of cancer doctors found and how advanced it was. But when cancer doctors say in general preventive chemotherapy, they really mean adjuvant chemotherapy, which is just like you go in, you find surgery that finds cancer, you remove the cancer, and then you use adjuvant, which is also preventative in this case, to make sure that all of the cancer that may be not visible is completely removed. So the surgery removes all of the cancer, and then chemotherapy is there to try to eliminate or get rid of any remaining cells that might be in the body that really are too small to be seen by the eye.
So, Jenna, what, you know, we were talking about this too yesterday, was that I find it really interesting that neither Kate or King Charles have said what types of cancer they have. That's kind of like the big secret. They've just been very broad. Do you think there's any reason why?
Yeah, you know, I have the same feeling that you did, Anna. I think it's a little strange to come out and tell everybody, you know, you have cancer and not to really specify what type of cancer it is. Obviously, we know she had some sort of surgery in the abdomen. So it's either like a gynecological cancer, like in the uterus or the ovaries or the fallopian tubes, or it could potentially be a gastrointestinal cancer. It definitely changes the prognosis. There are certain cancers that are often difficult to detect. Oftentimes is a little bit easier to treat if it's caught early. And so what they did share was that they were optimistic that they were ahead of this and that, you know, she was going to be fine. But I think it's their last shred of hoping to have some privacy.
Listen, if you're going through something like this, I mean, it's scary enough to be a person, but knowing how they, you know, basically monopolize all the television, all the radio, all the talk shows with this type of stuff, you don't want somebody to actually be going through your diagnosis, right? So, you know, talking about the different options of the cancer, it's all speculation. Unless you're talking directly to the princess or the king or their doctors, it's all speculation. So who wants to deal with that?
Right, exactly right. And I think that, you know, I think that the doctors have said that the surgery was successful and they're using this, you know, preventative or adjuvant chemotherapy to reduce the chance for the cancer to come back. And hopefully, you know, everything is okay. And she's going through this, you know, it's trying to spotlight on what people are dealing with. You know, the good news is when someone in the public eye goes through something, it raises the awareness of what it is. And the fact that it's a little bit more general, you know, I think is to preserve their privacy.
Yeah. And it also reminds you that, keep your mouth shut because you never know what people are going through behind closed doors.
Totally agree.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna.
Thanks, guys.